Go for it.
Good evening. It is January 30th, 2024. Welcome to the Bethel Township Workshop Meeting. It is 7 o'clock. We will start off doing roll call. I myself is Mike Arnold, the Zoning Director. I'm Interim Fire Chief Sheerl.
Present.
Fiscal Officer Ross.
Present.
Trustee Van Haren. Not here. Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here.
All right. Well, first things first, is there any public comments on items on the agenda?
I am having trouble.
Can you state your name at least?
My name is Don Black. I live at 7245 East Singer Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45424. I was in Florida last week and I hunted for the agenda for I don't know how long and I never could find it. But then after the meeting, I can find the agenda. And it's the same thing today. I've looked about once an hour in the last 24 hours and no place on my phone can I find the agenda.
So there's an, if you look for the agenda before, you have to hit refresh. Or it keeps, did it show you the old one still?
It depends where I, you know, there's many ways to find it.
Right.
Some of them will show, the one only shows January 2nd. Every time. And
so you need to read,
yeah. Shows the three, right. But not today's. But on the last week, the 23rd, that did not come up till later in the week, yep. After the meeting was over.
So when you, whatever page you go to look at it, hit the refresh button, that little, it's like a circle with an arrow on the end. That'll refresh the page and give you a new copy.
Can you show me?
Maybe.
I don't have a circle with an arrow.
So I think the way I do it on my phone is you just pull it down and see that little, did you see that little thing right there?
Yeah.
That shows that it's reloading. So you go to the,
I don't think here's
whichever one, like down here.
Well,
you
I mean,
click
like
the
right
agenda.
Here.
Right, so then before you do it, pull down on it, it'll refresh it, and then do trustee agenda.
Now it says it can't be downloaded. That is today's there, but it said it couldn't be. Alright, so I gotta pull that down and let that little thing go around.
Yeah, that'll refresh that page for you and you'll get the updated one. You're welcome. Anything else on your hearing of the public, Don?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to be able to find that, but I couldn't.
Got a minute?
Yes. Name, please.
Thank you for the opportunity. Let's see, I have a...
Name, please.
Jeff Morford, 6570 East Walnut, Tip City, Ohio, live in Brandt. I have the unique distinction over the last couple of years we have property located adjacent to the development in New Carlisle, and now this new 300-acre development from Huber Heights. Lucky me. I believe we Bethel residents are on the same page. Do whatever it takes to stop annexation and the building of high-density housing developments. As is evident, when we voted to accept a tax to be spent on stopping annexation, an example, the $1 million purchase of farmland to be used as a park, but primarily to buffer it to stop Huber development in that area. I believe the county commissioners are against losing control of Miami County Bethel Township property, but not quite as committed as we are. All the houses in the past annexation Huber developments pay property tax to Miami County. Over the years, 1,000 acres have been developed. Using quick estimation math, every 100 acres equals about 300 houses. Times $8,000 to $10,000 property tax per year, equaling the neighborhood of $3 million for 100 acres. Times that by 10, that equals about $30 million per year. So I'm not so sure that the Miami County officials are exactly have the same stance we in Bethel Township have. They do not live here. I believe you trustees are looking at ways to stop annexation, but the state legislature has stacked the cards against you in favor of money and development. Not really concerned with the small rural community of Bethel Township. These annexations will not stop, as I see it. They will only continue bigger and faster. As I see it, as this time there are few directions that we can go. One, the likelihood that Huber Heights City council will vote no or slim to none. If we are lucky, a group of Huber citizens will decide to circulate a referendum petition. We need to be prepared to assist them in collecting those signatures. I also suggest, if they do decide to go that route, our community, with our tax dollars that were set aside to fight annexation, support their efforts. Helping with attorney fees, helping with advertising, as a suggestion, the nice key ad videos billboard at Brandt and Chambersburg. Good read, be a good neighbor, sign the petition, say no to annexation, let it be put to the vote, go to this website. It's only an idea, but you get my gist. If we are against annexation, we need to put our money where our mouth is. I have first-hand experience as to the cost to mount opposition to annexation. Financially, lawyers are hard to find one, and hard to find one to do a good job, but they still get paid for their time. Mental cost, time invested, lost sleep, it is exhausting. So if we can help ease any of these difficulties for a Huber group opposing annexation, we should do it. In reality, that is our only hope. Two, you have stated that you are reaching out to associations and attorneys with experience in annexation proceedings. This path should be pursued for future annexations. I believe it is not too late. I believe it is too late for this go-round. Three, continue to mount a push to have the legislature change the annexation laws. I believe there should be no annexation without representation. Put all annexations on the ballot, needing the approval from both communities to be able to move forward. I have been naive in thinking that the legislature just didn't calculate in the possibility that a community would be opposed to annexation and development. But now, after attempting to contact our representative, Jenna Powell, at minimum 15 times to no avail, and sending letters to all 99 representatives, all our senators, the governor, and his cabinet twice, with only two officials replying. And the reply is, you need to contact your representative. The officials have been convinced by developers, lobbyists, to set up legislation so the community losing control has no avenue to object. I know this last idea might seem a little extreme, but please give this idea and any idea from the community a chance. We need to also contact a discrimination lawyer. We as a small rural community have been discriminated against in favor of large urban cities, not allowing our citizens the right to vote on our future. Just as in the past, women were discriminated against, not giving women the right to vote. Just as blacks were discriminated against, not giving blacks the right to vote. We pay our taxes, federal, state, local. We deserve the right to have a voice in our future. We should have the right to choose the way we want to live without being bullied or discriminated against. I believe this direction has some credence. The legislature is not going to voluntarily change their law that makes them too much money, but by using discrimination laws, force the change. Then in the end, as it should have been all along, if both communities involved promote and support development and show their approval with their vote, the annexation and development moves forward. But if either community votes no, the annexation and development stops. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agenbrod Road. Two quick things. As a community resident, I am in favor of a resolution to ban recreational marijuana operation. So I appreciate you bringing that discussion forward. I know many communities have already put moratoriums in place for a year or so to make sure they understand the law going forward, and I'm definitely in favor of that. So thank you for that consideration. And then just a note, I want to put my school board member hat on and say that I am going to ask for a resolution against annexation to come up again in front of the board for approval. We did this last year, and so I think two previous times, every time that the annexation has been presented to Miami County Commissioners. So I'm going to work on that, so it'll come up in our first February meeting on the 13th, our workshop, and then the regular meeting on the 20th. So I just wanted to say on behalf of us, then, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that, because
yeah,
before that was initiated by the township, you know, asking for the school's support in opposing annexation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Beth, did you have some? You're the only one that has
some. My first workshop.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's the end of the hearing of the public.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
right.
Sorry, Mike.
Well, for ready to move on, first thing up for administration items is the office phone system.
That would be me.
All right.
Okay, I talked to a lot of y'all, except for fire department, about this phone system. I had no problem getting a hold of anybody, as I told you. I called 9 o'clock in the morning, talked to Melissa. By 11 o'clock, I had email back from Dwight, and supposedly, you know, they were working on getting everything by 3:30 that afternoon. So I know Julie said she got her extension information. You said no, but I don't think you might have got yours, because you had already set yours up and I had already told them that you were able to get in. Plus, they had you as calling in June of 22, getting your PIN number. And that was the purpose of the email, because we have only 8 lines that are available to us, according to the system that we currently own. So yours is taken care of, and I understand that you have actually a line for yourself, and there are 2 lines going upstairs. But Rhonda didn't have a phone that was working. Julie says now that she thinks that it is working. Is your office line working?
I don't know. I didn't know that it was going to be working, so I didn't even look at it today.
Okay, well,
I picked it up a couple days ago, and there was a dial tone, but
yeah,
I didn't try to call anything.
We need to check that out, because Mike said that it could just be the phone that's bad. If it's the phone that's bad, we can switch it out with the one that's in the front, according to Mike. If it's not the phone that's bad and it's the line that's bad, we'll have to have that service, because the company that we hire does not service those lines. They're only maintaining the actual system itself, okay? So, you know, that's something that we need to figure out if we're not. And then the lines in general, I just passed around an email to them. The lines in general that we have, like I said, there are two lines that are going upstairs that I don't have any information on. So are those your lines, or are they, does anybody know what the lines are for? Out of the
fire department number brings directly upstairs.
Okay.
If that's what you
but
mean.
Is that an emergency number? Is that a non-emergency number? Is that something that can be allocated towards maybe another person here in the office?
There should only be one phone.
There's only one phone upstairs.
They're sharing 2 lines going up.
Maybe they have a line ran, just nothing plugged into it.
Okay, well, there's a total of 8. So you have 3 trustees and then 2 vacant lines, and you and the Mannheim boy.
Mannheim boy, they have a phone number? You mean a phone line?
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that's who's listed on the extensions, and what you gave me didn't, you know, I went through and ascertained who was gone and who wasn't. Who was no longer here, who had extension lines. So those lines that we subtracted now go to Julie and Beth, and you've got a line, Rhonda has a line, and I don't know if we can get Kathy a line, because I don't know what the other lines are for. So, you know, I guess my point here is those are voicemail lines, and with those voicemail lines, when we go in, somebody calls in and you're not here to answer the phone or to switch the call over to whomever needs to talk to any individual, it will automatically instruct the person to press 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That will leave a message for that individual. It also will handle their email, which will signal their phone, and you'll know you have a message, which is what I just showed Julie. There's a message here for something that we think is kind of odd.
Scan,
whatever. So that should eliminate, you know, hundreds of messages being left and not ever a response being made.
Now, when you say phone line, you mean actual voicemail line, not
right.
the actual
no.
phone itself,
no.
right?
No.
Okay, because the phone upstairs is that's a fire department phone number, different
mm-hmm.
everything.
Well, they have it as being a voicemail, so. I can only
tell
you.
So that's probably not that same phone number.
No.
Because this is
well,
the main number, right?
Yeah, there's
yes.
only one voicemail for the fire department, and that's the fire department itself, and that's the one that goes to me.
They're showing me 8 different extensions, okay, that come into this office. 8 different extensions that we are capable of using.
Right.
And of those 8, 2, they say, are secondary upstairs lines. I don't know what that means because, essentially, as far as I'm concerned, and what he told me on the phone when I spoke with him and then got the subsequent email is that those lines are unaccounted for. They've never been assigned to individuals. They're unaccounted for. And they can be switched over if nobody is using them. What I've done is eliminate the ones that were assigned to, like, Tiffany. There's a couple... Andy.
Marty still had one,
right. Those are all gone. And so the voicemail message has to be changed as well, because those lines that, let's say Marty had extension 105, well, that's going to be you maybe. I don't know. They've assigned it. And everybody got their own email, supposedly, and everybody got their own PIN number, because your PIN is what accesses the voicemail system. So I can't access Mike's voicemail, Mike can't access mine. Okay.
So it'll give you a email when you get a
that's right.
And a message on
and
the
it sends you a recording.
And it sends you a recording
okay.
telling you that you have it, and you can it comes straight across your phone. So you know that you have that message there, and it's up to you to retrieve it or not retrieve it.
So if
which
it's
is a pretty good system.
So if it's just a message line, what do they mean when they say there's 2 going upstairs?
I don't know.
Because
what he said to me
email,
was there were two of the 8 lines or boxes went upstairs in the email. So what I'm going to do is call back
them.
Tomorrow. Okay, we can have them.
We don't use them.
Okay.
We have right. one phone number that rings into the fire department, and if someone leaves a message, I get it.
Right.
Is that on the same company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then whatever.
Different phone number.
It's the 845-4274,
yeah,
and then
right.
that's the phone that rings in the back that doesn't ring up front.
Because I was
okay.
under the impression when I talked to you that there was only one line that came in here, but when I talked to them, total different story.
I had no idea there was 8 different phone lines.
Eight different opportunities for people to receive messages here and
so then the,
click through the system.
So then the question on top of that is that contract that we found in the file folder
mm-hmm.
said it's the contract is up in March,
mm-hmm.
into March, roughly. So are we keeping this phone system? Because you guys didn't like the phone system, so what?
I don't think they knew how to use the phone system. I mean, if you talk to them, I mean, you told me nobody could get through to them. I had no problem. I mean, like I said, I picked up the phone.
Must have called a different number than we did.
Yeah, I called the number right on the bill that was issued to me by Rhonda. So I called that number, and I'm telling you, these people keep meticulous logs because they told me exactly when you called, the gist of the conversation, the duration of the conversation, and, you know.
Well, all I can say is Andy, for the last 2 years, has said he's had nothing but trouble. He's tried to get a hold of them. They don't help. I've had issues with them getting back with me from the phone line.
Mm-hmm.
Not email, but by the phone. I was assigned a guy, and he would never get back.
Well, there's only 4 people working there, period. So, and Melissa is in charge of customer service, who I spoke to. And I did relay that information, as I told you, on Thursday, Friday morning when I saw you. And like I said, I made that call at 9 o'clock in the morning. By the time I got from my house and from the shop to here, to meet with you was 10:30, 11 o'clock maybe, and I had already received the email with the instructions on what they were doing. So I don't know who you talked to. I don't know who Andy talked to. All I can tell you is that they've been wonderful to work with for the last 3 days.
Well, it might be because maybe they finally read my email, sent them a month and a half
they
ago.
They're claiming that they never
received. Well, I sent them an email to cancel the contract mm-hmm. when it was up. We weren't renewing a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Actually, last year, probably middle of November, beginning of December, that we were not going to renew. Mm-hmm. You have to give them a heads up mm-hmm. or else they auto-renew you because mm-hmm. we need to update our internet feed. Mm-hmm. And the rates they charge are astronomical because we can get cheaper internet than what they charge for mm-hmm. the slow speed we get now. Mm-hmm. And our phones are end of service.
Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is what the experience I've had. Yeah. Now, I did ask Mike for copies of all the emails that you had going to them with no correspondence back from them. I did ask you for that, and he hasn't provided me with that. If you've got emails, I'll be happy to go back to them and say, hey, on this date, we sent you this email. We had no response from you. We still have had incomplete service as a result of that no response, and we deserve a credit on our bill. I mean, there are a number of things that we can do to facilitate possibly refund and charges, since if we can prove that we have actually tried to contact them and they've not responded at our service request end of it, then we're due money back. So all I need is those emails to prove my point, because I'm telling you guys that according to them, based upon the conversation that I had, Melissa, customer care, she's the only person who has called in, has been you, and that was June of 22 for a PEN number to change your voicemail or operate your voicemail. So I can't prove what I can't.
I remember that phone call.
Yeah.
So, but there's been plenty since then, too.
Well, so. I'm not doubting that.
No, I know.
I'm not doubting what you're saying, but I need to be able to prove that. So if you can give me the emails, as I ask you on Friday, I'll be happy to go back to them and say, hey, boom, 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 pay us, you know, or refund us. But what I can't do that unless I can prove our allegation. Okay.
So what about these other issues, though? You're saying they also provide the internet?
Yeah, all our thing is, we're wholly tied up into the contract. That's why we're waiting for the contract to end to look for another provider.
Okay.
But it sounds like we're keeping them.
Well,
that's not
necessarily.
That's not what I said.
What she said was she had better response than you guys did working with them. But.
So, I mean, I can honestly say that I have found them to be very forthcoming. Everything I've asked for, I've gotten, and I've got it in a timely manner. So I'm not sure why you all didn't get it. And I have to be able to prove that you didn't get it. And so as soon as you...
But we don't... I mean, if it's the contract's up, we don't have to pick them just because you got great service on the phone and we didn't.
Well, I guess my point is, Josh, my point is that, you know, you might end up with worse service from the next company that you're in a contract with.
Well, that's why you don't sign long contracts like the last person did.
I didn't have anything to do with
I
that contract.
I did not either.
So. Yeah, that was 4-5 years. Was a 5-year contract.
Well, then you know, then you need to look for something for a year then.
So so I guess there's some questions that we need answered. One is, can we separate the desk phone from
mm-hmm.
the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Right, because remember we were talking about that internet that Spectrum offers to government for very cheap,
mm-hmm.
and it's high speed. I don't know what you have now, but it's supposed to be.
Unfortunately, it's through Spectrum, but through Accent, and then every time we have internet issues.
So you can't deal directly with Spectrum then?
Sometimes we try to, and then some they're like, well, you're not our customer. You have to go through Accent.
See, mine is...
You have to work.
So can you guys work together and get a list of those questions that would solve the problem?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we can separate the phone from the internet, then maybe we keep a different phone than an internet.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we go all Spectrum with
mm-hmm.
this other government option. But you got to have the answers to the questions before.
Spectrum has a program for business. I mean, we have it.
They have one for government really cheap.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, we have it. We have it through internet and our system. Our phone system is through there. So, I mean, I'm familiar with Spectrum. I've never had a situation where, you know, I've been through a third party to get my service through the same party that I've already got. We've always dealt with it direct. We've had a client or a package with a provider that services our lines, but we have a carrier that provides that service. If we have a problem with the line, of course, that's on us. But the system itself is like through Spectrum, and it is a business system. So I don't know why you didn't get service. I'm just telling you with these people,
yeah.
I didn't have any problem.
I'd like to look into Spectrum because I can tell you we've had times where our phone lines would just go down for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's when Andy said we couldn't get a response. I mean, it happened often. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had issues with those phones a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you probably, here, if the idea is to try to get a package together through Spectrum, you're going to have a rep come out and go through this, you know, the systems that we have, what we need, and that needs to be kind of put into writing what you think we need. Because
and then there's that special program
mm-hmm. for the government.
You got to do paperwork for that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not opposed
so
to
So do you
want to
do that, Mike? You want to look
sure.
into that?
I mean, I'm not opposed to switching. I'm just saying that what I found is not what you all represented.
Yeah.
So. And you may find that their costs are better than Spectrum's or anybody else's. I don't know. Won't know until we start to look. But I didn't have a problem with getting them to fix. It was a simple phone call. And, you know, I didn't have a problem. So.
So, Josh, can you still send questions or whatever you need her to ask them? Since she's got this relationship now, maybe she can ask them about...
basically,
or do you
the
have
only thing
prices?
The fire department truly really needs right now is a stable internet connection with a faster speed. With everybody doing our online training and everybody logged in to do online training, and then our virtual with the hospitals.
If you'll just email me,
we're getting a lot of lag.
If you'll just email me what you need, I'll make that phone call to Dwight, and that's their technical support. I'll make that phone call to Dwight. And I'll ask those questions. And as far as cost, you know, that's another thing, you know. And if our contract is not, we don't want to automatically renew, then we need to look at the actual contract and find out when the notice of non-renewal has to be sent out. Most of these contracts have at least a 60, 90-day non-renewable clause.
That, right?
That's the contract
but that's
that I gave
that's
you.
The email that ignored.
So
Josh, I just want to ask one question. We're not relying on internet for anything that's life-threatening, right?
Mm-hmm.
All our CAD and all our connections to the state, our 911 center, all our uploading to the hospitals, and all our EMS equipment, the uploads, yeah.
But that's
all
like after the fact
or before the fact.
Yeah.
Or before the fact.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, gotcha.
And your phone system is connected on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It all runs through the internet.
Okay. We're done with that one.
All right, moving on. The
Josh. Okay, so I put this on there because we were talking about when I started 2 years ago, we had that offsite retreat and talked about, you know, kind of the longer term plans, like the 5-year plans and things like that. So I was thinking maybe we should have another one of those. I'm for it, but right now is probably not a good time. And then I don't know how useful it'll be as we get out. Maybe we can either pick a date farther out. I think last time we did it pretty soon after I started. I couldn't tell you exactly when.
I kind of remember being cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, I don't have time right now with
yeah.
in the middle of the county's rebranding
and
reprogramming. So
yeah. Well,
finishing that up. So.
So maybe we can put it on the old business list, move it to the old business.
Okay.
That sound okay? And revisit.
Good on that. All right, moving on to trustee items. So did you want to take this part over?
Sure. So one of the things I mentioned at the meeting where we were talking about goals and things for the year, I thought since we all have a section on the regular meeting agenda where we have the sheriff do a report, the administrator, the zoning director, the trustees, that maybe the fiscal officer would like to have a report. And what was interesting was, okay, don't laugh.
You're such an evil girl. You seem like it had nothing to do with your idea.
It was not.
No, it was not her idea.
It was not my idea.
I just wanted to give her equal representation. But the I was reading some, I've been reading some minutes to, you know, look at how other people do minutes, since that's been kind of an issue with us. And one of the things was Concord Township had a section for the fiscal officer. And the one that I printed for November 14th, they distributed copies of the payment register, which we usually do as part of the agenda, and provided some fund and revenue status reports, reconciled bank statement for the trustee's signature, presented a resolution for payment appropriations, and a PO for signature for Ford for the purchase of a pickup truck. So just an example of, I don't know some things, but anything that she wanted to say, maybe we could have a section for her. So it was just an idea. If you don't want it, we don't have to do it, but just in case. You can always say I have nothing.
Well, yeah. I'm not opposed to it. I'm just not ready for it.
Okay. So we leave it off.
When you are, then you get the space is there. So.
Right. Yeah.
Or we can put it on there and you can just say nothing this week.
Yeah.
Or we can wait. That's fine.
Whatever.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
The second thing I added, because Miami County Township Association sent out an email, and this is how I found the Concord Township stuff, about Concord Township, let me just make sure that's, sorry about the way they're duplex, that was, I chose the wrong edge. So Concord Township passed a resolution in December, stating that a resolution to prohibit adult use cannabis operators from operating within the unincorporated area of Concord Township, Miami County, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And then this is the resolution I printed for you guys. I got two more if anybody wants to. So this was their resolution. I thought it was an interesting idea. We we had brought up changing the zoning one time to not have, so that wasn't recreational use at the time. It was dispensaries and growing and all that. And we decided not to put anything in our zoning for that. So this is strictly related to the, well, it looks like it's related to the recreational law passing. Mm-hmm. So I guess we can just review this and I don't know. What do you guys think?
Like,
do you want one?
I like it.
I think it'd be nice to get some community input before we do this, but I don't know how long. We don't want to wait too long, because if we don't have it and somebody decides to do it, then we're too late. So we have one person's input. Maybe we can ask for input at the next meeting.
Yeah.
That'd be acceptable. Yeah. And then if you guys could review the wording and see if there's anything that needs to be changed or something you don't like or something you want to add. And I will send it to Beth since she's not here, so she knows we're looking at it. So that's what that was. Since we had an example, I thought I'd send it out. Okay, the request to initiate zoning changes. This was another goal that was brought up at the beginning of the year, and Beth thought we couldn't do it for a year, but the year is up in February anyhow, and according to Mr. Englert, we don't have to wait a year.
No.
We just have to request it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Let's do it.
Okay, so we would do that at the next meeting then. We'll have a resolution or whatever it takes. I'll look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the other thing I added was coverage for the Huber Heights Council meetings. So generally those are the second and fourth Mondays at 6 p.m. We had done this in the past. Beth went to the first one, and Don and I switched off for the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to try to make sure that a trustee is always there?
We can do that. I mean, we all three ended up at the last one, and then I watched from home from
the first one. Me too. Yeah.
And I think Beth was there. So
actually, I watched it after the fact.
Yeah. So it's.
So I'm actually available on Mondays. It used to be that second Monday was the school board meeting, which
mm-hmm.
was why I think I didn't cover the first one.
Mm-hmm. So it's the second one that would need to be covered, correct?
Well, or we can work out, maybe we go every third time, mm-hmm. if all three of us can make that day.
Mm-hmm.
When we couldn't go, well, then it kind of fell apart after they didn't vote on the,
mm-hmm.
you know, we pretty much didn't go. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we have to wait for Beth to come back and
mm-hmm.
see when she's available. But that's what that was just to make sure that a trustee was going to be at the meetings. So. Let me just write some notes down.
You just have to kind of get your calendar together, and you don't know what's on their agenda. So,
right.
You know, that's going to be the bigger thing. If it doesn't pertain to Bethel, you know, is there a need really to go? But if it pertains to Bethel, I mean, you know, it might be behoove us to all three show up, or at least, like you said, one.
Yeah, I'm sure there would be times, but, you know, sometimes they slip stuff in. They also have workshop kind of meetings,
mm-hmm.
but those are on Tuesdays,
mm-hmm.
so that's going to be a problem for us. Well, maybe. I don't know what Tuesdays they're on. But,
well, I guess we'll just talk it out at the next meeting then,
okay.
and see if we can come up with a solution to have somebody there regularly.
Yep. Okay.
We have the printed schedule for workshops and meetings.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Are you willing to give it up, though?
Yeah.
I'm sure we can print one of those. I just wrote down the days. Okay,
I think that's it. Just let me take a picture of it with my phone.
Thank you. Ready to move on to old business?
I think so.
All right. Moving on, old business. Huber Heights annexation. A new petition was filed with the county on 1/16/24 for 296 plus acres. Miami County Commissioners acknowledged receipt at their meeting on 1/18/24. Any discussion on that?
Well, we did. We are going to, at the next Tuesday's meeting, have a resolution to oppose it. Hopefully. We can oppose it based on the criteria. So I'm going to dig out the last one that got opposed and see how we can adapt that to this time. But that would be at next week's meeting. And then the commissioners, if we do that, then they have a time period, which I've forgotten, like 25 to 40 days or 45 days, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
where they have to then vote on it. If we don't oppose it, then it's an automatic yes from them. It's assumed that we agree, so automatic. So then you would see it on their schedule on the Miami County Commissioners.
That's so that buys us 2 months. We deliver.
Well, it delays it a little bit. Yeah,
2 months, right. Yeah. And then we have our own attorney look at it once we decide on one.
Right.
All right. Has there been any more further consideration for the archive social?
I don't know. So, Kemma, you probably don't even know what this is. It's been on there for a while.
I don't know what it is either.
No.
So, all right, Mike, just jump in if I say this wrong, but Archive Social is a service that you buy that archives everything, and then if you get a public records request, they produce it for you, or we can get it from them. I don't remember what the process was to get it back, but it included things like social media, where, you know, it stays out there on social media forever, but there may not be a way to access, easy way to access it. So if somebody asks for that, we're supposed to produce that, like the Bethel website. Bethel Township website, or a Facebook page, for instance, and Twitter. Those kind of things. It did include those. I guess it's just, do we think we need that? Do we want to spend the money for that?
How much is it?
I don't even remember how much it cost.
I don't remember.
Well, that would probably be the first thing. I mean, we have it now in our business. And we purchased, it's not called this though. It's for documents, so document archives. We have it primarily because in real estate transactions, whether it's a rental or a sale or whatever, you know, you have to keep those documents. And once you have a busy office and you start to store documents, it becomes a space issue. So this way, it's stored online. They maintenance it, and all you do is go in, you pay a fee, a monthly fee for the storage. And if something comes up to where somebody sued or somebody sues the company or whatever, you go in, you put the property in, and it pulls up everything on the property going back 7 years. So, I mean, for me, I think it's probably valuable. I don't have to worry about keeping boxes of documents in a small office.
Do you remember if there was an initial, like, scanning in fee for certain amount of
There was when we first started, but then it becomes the agent's responsibility to scan in their documents, and if you're missing a piece that's state required or federal required, they send you back an email and you have to produce it within 24 hours. So they kind of police you as well, and from our aspect of it. Now, I don't know how that's going to work here, because you have public records requests that could come in, as we're seeing, you know, and those are specific date frames. So you would have to provide that, like if they said June 1st of 2022 to July 30th of 2023, you know. So then you have to look for those documents during just that time period. With our program, it's every document pertaining to that property. Every document, every time call, anything associated with it is there just by pushing a button.
I'd just be interested to see how much that costs, because that'd be perfect for zoning. I mean, mm-hmm. We have cases go back 30 years, you mm-hmm. go back and there's no record of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. Or it's in a box somewhere.
But there's
can't
so
find.
Much, though, yeah. I mean, I imagine it wouldn't be cheap. I mean, there's 8 cabinets full, top mm-hmm. to bottom out there. So. Mm-hmm.
But somebody would have to scan those in, and yeah. The only thing you could do is just take one box at a time and then scan in each property. I mean, the property address in PI is not changing. It's always the same. So whether the owner changes or not,
right.
The property still stays the same.
So that's a different topic. Mm-hmm. Mike's thinking ahead. So for the Archive Social, what if we briefly resurrect it and see if we can get the information and bring it to, like, the next work session? Or maybe 2 work sessions from now, I don't know. And then make a decision one way or the other, because this has been hanging on for months.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea.
Kicking it down the road.
I like the idea.
It seems to me like it was fairly expensive. That might be why we didn't just do it.
Well, maybe it was expensive from the standpoint of initially getting the documents in. I can see that costing more. But then once you have the system set up and it's every time you do something, like every
time.
Yeah,
I don't remember if there was an initial fee or not. I just don't remember. It's just been too long since we kicked
if it's a monthly fee or if it's a yearly fee or something like that, or if it's a
there was definitely a subscription fee. Mm-hmm. And then when you needed something, you could go search. Mm-hmm.
Is this company the only one that does it? I know with us there are several companies that do it, so
this is the one that Andy brought to us.
Oh.
So there's probably more. Do you have any of that information, Mike, or did he leave it?
I don't have it. I can see if I can
resurrect it.
Pull something up, yeah. So the playground equipment move. I had put a call in at the school at the beginning of the year when we were talking about this. Everything had kind of been put on hold. I had also got a hold of Andy about the Friendship Park mapping.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no really sense in getting the equipment moved if we didn't have mapping ready for the park. So I don't know if we wanted to get together and show what ideas we had for the park or what vision we had for the park, and then we could kind of move forward with getting the insurance and all that stuff to get the playground moved. But
so the mapping, he was working with somebody who was supposed to do that for free for us, right?
Well, he said he stopped because they said there was no ideas really that were concrete of what we wanted. So he said he discontinued the mapping of the park.
So do we have that person's name and can we work with
that? I thought he was doing it himself. That's what I thought. That's how I understood.
Oh.
But I can try to
okay.
get a hold of him and see. But that's what I understood. He was doing it.
I mean, is there a time frame that the school wants it out? Do you know anything
about
that?
It's still there. I mean, I don't
no.
think they're
now.
Really
no.
worried about it. But, yeah, Liz said it's still there, so. But yeah, I'm sure they probably don't want it laying around if, you know, since they want to give it to us. So.
Mm. Well,
is
maybe
it still in the ground?
Yeah, yeah. It's still.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could ask Andy and see if he was
yeah.
he working. I could have swore he was working with somebody, that there was somebody who was going to do that for us. And I volunteered to come and help with that, but never got called. So I still stand by my volunteerism for that.
Well, maybe he was going to work with someone, but he just never got that far. He said new ideas were coming in, and no one could agree on which way to go, so he said he stopped. So.
Okay. So the playground equipment will just be on hold. I thought we were just going to put it where the other playground equipment was. We didn't need a map for that.
Let me kind of throw this out there. I know that there's a lot of liability involved with playground equipment, lots of it,
yep.
insurance-wise. We don't keep them in our apartment complexes anymore because of that. That being said, I also know that if it is an older setup that you're moving from one facility to another facility, there's additional issues with insurance regarding that. So I'm thinking sometimes if your idea is to maybe have this equipment, maybe it's better sometimes to look at new versus moving something old from somebody else's property onto your property and making it fit simply because of the liability standards that you now have to meet when you have that.
Right, so it was offered to us because, you know, they moved into the new elementary,
mm-hmm.
and not all of the playground equipment moved.
Uh-huh.
So it's not very old equipment.
Oh.
And he did say it was pretty new.
Yeah, it's fairly new. I don't even remember when they...
2017?
They purchased it then. The PTO did, didn't they?
Yes.
I remember seeing that.
But the thing is, there's other liability because you have to have special people
mm-hmm.
unassemble it, reassemble
mm-hmm.
it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that's what Andy was supposed to be looking into, was what was that cost and probably the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We do have insurance on that
because
mm-hmm. we have playground equipment out there now.
I know, and I remember when it was put in. I just know that it can get, there's a lot of, there's a lot of liability involved in those kinds of things, and I know we've got some out there now. Is that maybe we should approach it from a different aspect of, I mean, it's not free. Sometimes it's not always free.
Yeah, it will not be free.
I know that, but it's going to cost you to move. It's going to cost you to install it. It's going to cost you maybe in more liability coverage as well. And perhaps we should say thank you, but no thank you.
Well, that's why we do the research, right? Yeah. That's why Annie was supposed to go and find out what it would cost and who, if we had to have somebody, a company, disassemble it and reassemble it because of liability,
right,
and things like that. So until we do the until the research is done, we can't say yes or no.
Exactly. And if they want it out now, if they're wanting it out now or yesterday, I mean, does that give us the option to do the research?
Well, he didn't actually say now. I kind of said that, but he did ask about it two meetings in a row when he came up here. So, I mean, I'm sure they don't want to. Well, I don't know. I mean, nothing's
and
really going
you
on.
Install the, if you install that at the park now, do you have to meet now's ADA compliances?
Mm-hmm.
Because when that was put in, there was no ADA.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it is the way it is now.
In Friendship Park, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you install that now, are you required to meet ADA, which means your costs are going to skyrocket because you're going to have to put a pad in,
mm-hmm,
with wheelchair access and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the playground per se isn't itself, but you're going to have to be able to make it accessible.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And
so
then that's where
put
it comes into
your list.
Right.
You're free, just cost you more than new.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Right. And you're exactly right. That's why I kind of asked the question. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if there's a file on this in place that maybe Andy had done the work on and just kind of is sitting around, and we can maybe take a look at it or something, and kind of, or do we have to start all the way over again and make these calls to determine whether or not it's feasible for us to do it? I don't know.
So let Mike find that out first and see where it stands.
I don't know. I just asked the question.
Chief Shiver, you want to talk about the ARPA purchase?
I emailed Bo Townsend. I'm waiting to hear back since they said it was going to be after the first of the year. He did not get back with me. I'll double check again tomorrow, hopefully here on the mini dump. The Ripax fans, they have been ordered, still waiting on delivery. Same with the radio, still waiting on delivery. Boots have been delivered. We do have a couple pairs that are on back order. They have been issued out to all the firefighters. Recliners have been, they are ordered, they are in production. The initial email I got from them clearly was from the wrong order, because they said my stuff was shipped, and it wasn't.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Because when I asked about my shipment and they gave me an address, it was going to an EMS district in Pennsylvania, and I got clarification. And then they realized they were talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, you're looking at me because you told me that they were shipped.
Yeah. Because all the guys keep asking me where the recliners are, and I'm like, well, they should be here by now, unless they're on the slowest semi possible from California.
I got it.
So now they finally clarified they were sending the wrong emails to me. Mm-hmm. So they're still in production.
I got it.
I would like to say, though, the fire department does have two brand new paramedics that just completed their courses, passed all their state and tests.
Wow.
They should be complete with their protocol first week of February and be on the streets, and then I will send you further increase in pay.
Okay.
So we have two new paramedics.
Wonderful.
Lieutenant Whalen and firefighter paramedic Chris Scott. And then we do have currently quite a few that are in paramedic class. Five that are in medics class right now.
Six.
Wow, nice.
So
that's great.
I think we're doing a lot better than a lot of the departments as far as staffing wise and keeping our guys through the medics.
Offer our congratulations and
yes.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thanks, definitely. I'll put that in the other discussion topics in the minutes.
All
not an ARPA purchase.
Name plaques and business cards have been ordered from Wessendorf. They shouldn't take much longer.
I fixed it.
We got trustee goals and objectives for 2024 and beyond.
Okay, so I was just going to give a quick update on the website. So the problem that Don mentioned about the refresh, I was hoping to fix by changing the design. So rather than overlaying the same file every time, same link, I changed the minutes page to include the agendas. So all the old agendas will be out there and each one has their own link. But apparently you still have to refresh the whole page to see that new link. But at least it won't give you the old one when you click on that one. So yeah, I haven't done too many other updates. Tried to fix some other links that were broken on the minutes and things like that, but haven't even found all those yet. The outstanding minutes, so last time we had a discussion, I said I would provide a list of all the ones that had not been approved. So obviously it goes back to 11/15/2022. I put the type of the meeting, so workshop, regular, land use, special, etc. And I've added the three for January on the end because I have not finished those yet due to other things that have been going on. So I'm hoping to get those done shortly, but we need to, I think we should just leave this list on here and then tackle them as we go over time.
Okay.
Also, we do have, I think after I do the January ones, I'm going to go back and do the 12/26 ones because we do have to send those to the Board of Elections.
Okay.
Because that's the one where Debbie resigned.
Okay.
Because we have to tell them, I mean, verbally they know because they normally have to do things and get a ballot ready and all that kind of stuff, but because we had Rhonda waiting, they did not have to do that. So she just said, send it when you're done with them because I told her it'd probably be a while. So I'll just leave these in here, maybe in the old business where it is now, and we can cross them off as we get to them. And that's all I had on goals.
My goal is to get the phones together. I think it's imperative that the people of this township know who's working for them and have a means by which to contact them, leave a message for them. I'm really kind of embarrassed, so to speak, at having people call me on my own cell phone, and incidentally my number wasn't put in the
newsletter
this time, and tell me,
we'll get that fixed.
That person isn't even working at the township anymore. Why is that person there, and who do I talk to, you know? And I say, and I know Mike got that call this morning because I told you. And, you know, I refer them back to you. So that's my goal, is to get us a phone system that reflects who we have working here for the people of this township. That's my goal. So next time we do this business meeting, and this is goals and objectives, that should be taken care of, I would hope. And I know that we've been doing really well with our road maintenance and so forth, our snow removal, and I got nothing but praise for the guys. And I know Mike's working hard, and Josh is working hard, and Rhonda's working hard. All of our bills are paid, our payroll's being met. So I got nothing but good
little
things.
Little by little, we're
that's
getting
right.
there.
That's right. Got nothing but good things to say. So that's it for me.
Okay.
Is there any chance that we want to go with someone else to do our website?
What do you mean go with somebody else?
Like, you know, the county has Civic.
You mean another
Plus.
Provider?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They come in and top to bottom, they build, and then it's just.
I don't know.
I mean, pretty much every municipality, government, pretty much uses Civic Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To do their websites.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're pretty much, I mean, there's some differences, but they're pretty uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And since they work with government, you know, that way you know, we don't have the the small little hiccups here and there, and it's, you know, you're probably going to pay a little bit at the beginning, but I think you're going to get a better product, 100%.
So you would prefer that then?
I think so. You know, other
so
than
do you
us,
just send them updates then, or do you still?
They're going to give you access.
Okay.
And then you, and then they're going to train you. Also.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I mean, I'd like to understand the costs and what's involved, because, as I've said, I mean, just paying for Dreamweaver to do the website is overkill to me, because it is a very simplistic website.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing complicated or, you know, why you would need a product like Dreamweaver to do it. But I don't know what it would cost to have somebody else do it. Unless we can help with a lot of that, because
is the one you're describing, is do you feel it's user friendly? Because you know that's going to be the big deal if it's not user friendly with the folks of the township trying to get on and find out things.
I mean,
yeah.
it they're able to get on the county's website.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I know. Bills through it. They
yeah.
they
know.
Do all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Working at the sanitary engineering department,
mm-hmm.
they used Civica to. For their payments,
mm-hmm.
that's how they did their billing.
Oh wow!
And I'm sure that links into the
yeah.
website,
hmm.
but it was fairly easy to navigate people to get their bills paid.
Oh
so.
Wow! Well then that's
can we get some? What was the company?
Civic Plus.
Are they in Inglewood? I wonder if it's probably the same people.
Not sure.
I know when I go look at other townships' websites,
if you go to
that
county's
I'm
website,
more impressed by theirs.
Yeah, if you go to the county's website, scroll all the way to the bottom, it tells you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You
I
know.
Use the county one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. I'm not as impressed with theirs as some of the other townships.
I mean, theirs has gotten
the county,
a lot better through the years.
Yeah, and they bury things.
Yeah.
In and out, but.
But the refresh problem would still exist. If you've looked at it before, that's just a caching thing, unless you set your settings to not cache it.
So are you going to look it up, or do you want Josh to look it up?
Well, I can put it on my list, but it's going to be pretty far down.
Why don't you look it up, Josh, so that we can kind of change it over and maybe...
Mm-hmm.
But no hurry. I mean,
no,
I know
yeah.
you're kind of busy right now,
yeah.
so when you get a chance...
Just kind of have that...
But we can definitely look into it and see what the costs are and what it takes for us.
Anything else?
We got some violations. I've been sending out since the beginning of the year. We got a couple that are already two letters in the process. So hopefully by this time next month, we either have some things fixed or we'll move on to the next step. But. So tomorrow I plan on touching base with the residents on Eastland and Westland. We'll see what we can do about getting that cleaned up and just kind of go from there. So,
what about the things that you and I talked about this past week about the changes that we need to update in our zoning book, such as the pool information?
The pool, the parking in the yard,
all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that when we had talked about earlier initiating zoning change. Once that becomes a resolution to move on, then that's when we could go to the zoning commission, BZA.
Mm-hmm.
We would have a meeting and kind of discuss
mm-hmm.
what we would like to see, what you guys would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's when we can kind of really dig into what we want to change or add.
And I'm sure, I have a list as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's like four or five things.
Mm-hmm.
Jess usually has a list because
mm-hmm.
He keeps things from the meeting, like things mm-hmm. that are happening and questions that come up. So he usually has a pretty good list
mm-hmm.
to do. But yeah, we got to get that. We got to make the request of them first,
mm-hmm.
and then they can.
We can do that at the next meeting then, right? If
right.
that's on the agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I know Mike and I discussed it. That's why I wanted the zoning book, because mine was from 1998.
Yeah.
And a lot, believe it or not, I look back through, a lot of those things, like you said, are still the same.
They're still the same.
Yeah.
So we
exactly
are working on getting the new zoning from the acreage and the road frontage
mm-hmm.
posted
mm-hmm.
to the website.
Okay.
It's just a matter of getting it rewritten and posted.
Yeah. The longest part of the process is getting everything agreed upon between the boards. But the resolution will start the process,
right.
and we'll set up a meeting date for the next month. then we'll go through that. That usually takes two or three meetings. So, I mean, it's kind of a lengthy process.
Okay.
Then it comes back to the trustees to vote mm-hmm. on their recommendations. Mm-hmm. And you guys are able to adjust those how you like. So, but yeah, so that's kind of where that's at.
And then, sorry, on your, at some point, I think you guys have to do what, update your zoning? Because you need your new software at some point.
Yes, the GIS we have is, they, I don't know what the word is, it will not be updated. They can't. It's gone. So we need to find something else. I know Andy was working on something.
So we just, didn't we just pay a big bill for that?
I don't know that we paid it.
Was it for Esri?
That was the Esri,
yes,
yeah.
But we looked it up to see what it was.
Oh, we haven't paid it yet. It was a lot of money.
You asked me about it.
Yeah.
We looked it
yeah,
up
they
to
don't
see
even,
how it
they don't even do maintenance on that site anymore. It's 3 years old, the last zonings.
Okay. So is there something else we can get that will import what we have? I mean, I'm assuming there's...
Well...
Wait, you guys are paying for Esri? But we don't have the software?
The county doesn't even use that anymore.
That's what we use.
I don't know what, to be perfectly honest, I'm not sure what we've
for
seen.
Auditor, yeah.
It was
we got something and we got something for Esri. I'd have to go back
I'll
over there
show
and
you
look.
What I'm talking about.
I think that was on a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it might be on a credit card.
Because you're matching the credit card.
Trying to.
Well,
yeah.
We might. It might have been on an old one too, because we've been
yeah.
looking at the old one to get the
account
numbers,
numbers
to pay the
pay
new
the
ones, and yeah, it's a. It's a long, drawn-out process
I
at this
it.
Point.
I get it. Oh, that was the other thing, too. I need to mention about the emails. I know for Rhonda, it's difficult for her with Ms. Watson when she left. A lot of those vendors still email to her email address here at the township, and I know Rhonda discussed with you about the fact that she's still an EMT over there and keeping that, but I talked with a kind of an IT person, and it can be easily rectified by simply changing her, Mrs. Watson's, email address to reflect, instead of Debbie Watson, fiscal officer at Bethel Township, or whatever it is that her email is was currently, to, okay, Watson Debbie, BethelTownship.org, okay? And that way, those emails that came into the fiscal officer can go directly to Rhonda, and Rhonda can then see the bills instead of waiting on Debbie to then forward what she's getting, because she told
Culligan is one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Culligan. That she only checks her email every 3 weeks
yeah.
or four. So we can't have that as far as bills where the township is concerned. We got to stay on top of that. We can't. So if you can switch that around for us so that she gets that information, maybe forward that DebbieWatson.org to Rhonda's direct
yeah.
email here at the township, and then change her email address for the fire department to Watson Debbie.
Or Debbie.
Or
it was
Debbie.
Deborah.
Yeah, Deborah.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
And whatever makes it easier for her, then Rhonda then can stay on top of what is coming in until she gets everything switched over with the vendors directly emailing her. Because right now, that's still coming into Watson.
Okay.
Okay.
I just want to prevent another Culligan situation where the bill wasn't paid for 3 months. And
there's some other ones there.
There's some other ones.
Yeah.
Because that bill went all the way back into November, which... Mrs. Watson didn't leave until the end of December.
Okay.
And it should have been paid in November, not December or not January.
Yeah, and along with that, at the last meeting, I thought you said Andy's was being forwarded to me, but I don't get anything.
Mm-mm.
So
So we need to check that too.
Okay.
Can you just forward, you know, anything
in
that
request?
Anything
yes.
new so we don't miss anything?
Sure. Can you put me in the copier
so that I can scan
stuff. Oh, I already did that for you.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, never mind then.
Yeah, Mike and I figured that out.
That's a lot to be typing in, Rhonda Ross, Rhonda.Ross.
You have to hit the down button twice, though, because it adds into them. I added Cam and I added me and I added you. And
I
cleaned,
can do that.
And we cleaned up.
Are easier to type.
Yeah.
Yeah, we fixed that.
But that will certainly help us if you can do that.
Okay.
If you can switch that to Rhonda to make it so much easier, wouldn't it? And while I'm thinking about it,
I have something for you too.
Yeah, okay. I registered for the township thing, and I've got the for the township, saying township thing for the, put these glasses on so I can see what I'm doing. Ohio Township Association.
Sometimes.
There's a receipt for those. Okay. And that's already been paid, so.
Okay. And I have UHC papers for you
for me.
To fill out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank Julie, Mike, and Josh for helping me as much as they do. These two put up with my questions. And Julie's my gopher.
I am. I'm her secretary. Till Kathy gets some time. I just think it's better for them to be doing the financial part, and I can do the filing or pulling the files or opening the envelope. So that's my mission right now, and answering township questions when they're not around. So.
Well, and I actually have to thank Mike, because I've been in here 3 or 4 times asking questions, looking for documents, looking for files, and trying to navigate my way through and stay out of your way. So that the two of us are not here together and cause any kind of craziness. But he's been very, very helpful. So, very helpful. And Josh, I've only had an hour meeting with you, so you were good as well. So
Josh,
I don't have
up with me, so we're good.
That's all anyone can handle.
Okay, are we done with all that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nonsense. Thank you. Okay, so the next one is me again, Mike. So we're going to make a motion to go into executive session. So this is the first part on the agenda is the actual ORC code, which I put in there just for grins. So the actual code says, pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22 G1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual, unless the public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual requests a public hearing. So then we have to actually make a motion for the part of that we're going into executive session for, which is the purpose of compensation of a public employee or official. So do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, and I will second it. Do you want to call the vote?
Sure. So, Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
And Trustee Van Heeren is not here.
So time into executive session will be 8:13. There will not be a vote afterwards, or possibility of a vote that I'm aware of. And that should be it. Stop the recording. Exactly. Stop this one.
I feel like clapping.